Hi, my name is Quan To, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Platform team. Today, I'm going to show you how to publish your Visual Studio 2010 extension to the Visual Studio Gallery and have it show up in the Extension Manager in-product experience. The Visual Studio Gallery is at www.visualstudiogallery.com. Here, you can find nearly 1,400 extensions spanning all versions of VS. The Visual Studio Gallery originally launched with Visual Studio 2008 and has been updated as we've been developing 2010. Some of the big changes we've done to the gallery include being able to upload your extension to the gallery, rate and review, and start a discussion, and the biggest change is bringing the online experience inside the IDE. I won't go over the details of building an extension as that's covered in other videos and training materials on our Dev Center at msdn.com/vsx. I'm going to start at the point where you've built your extension, tested it, and are ready to share it with the world. After building my extension, it's packaged into a v6 file, or .vsix. v6 is our unit of deployment for extensions in VS 2010, and it's a basic zip file. To share your extension, go to your favorite browser and go to the gallery, then click Upload. Next, you need to select whether your extension is a tool, a control, or a template. A tool is normally an extension that will light up in the IDE and help you be more productive. A control is something that appears in the toolbox control and can be reusable. A template is a project or item template. In this case, I have a tool which I'm going to upload. Now, I get a choice of actually creating a link to where my tool is on the web or uploading my tool. So I would like to upload my tool, and I'm going to browse to the debug location where the tool was built and select my v6 file. My tool gets uploaded and the v6 is extracted by the server. The metadata in the v6 is populated on the left side where you see the title, version, and the summary. If you're uploading a self-extracting XE or an MSI to the gallery, you'll need to manually fill in this information. Next, I'll choose a category, so I'm just going to choose coding, and I can select some tags for my extension. Let's just say search. I can also select if my extension is free, free trial, or paid. There's a rich HTML control here where I can add some descriptions to my extension and make it look a lot nicer. So I've created a template here, which I'm just going to copy and paste into the control. And there you see that. And after agreeing to the contribution agreement, I'll just click on Create Contribution. The last thing I need to do is click Publish. Once I click Publish, the contribution is live and available for anyone to see and download. Alright, the extension is live, so let's go back to Visual Studio and go to the Tools Extension Manager option and go online. Now I'm going to search for my extension, and it's called Bing Search. And there it is. So thank you for your time, and I hope to see your extension on the Visual Studio Gallery in the near future.